We came with a game plan that we thought could trouble me today. We didn't have a wild lot of time to study them actually during the week with the shortness of the turnaround. But you know, we stayed in QC Park until 12 o'clock nearly Thursday night to make sure everybody was clear. And if there was any questions, the boys would let us know over the weekend. And they to a man to the letter of the law carried out that game plan today. And bar maybe the last 5 minutes, we were comfortably, I thought, the better team in that day. And they put on a super performance, and they should be very, very proud of themselves.
If there's one way I describe your side, it's kind of sheer belief, a bit of defiance as well. That seems to be the mantra that the vibes I'm picking up.
Yeah, I suppose. Listen, Westmeath has been the so-so team, if you want to call it, this last number of years, And probably they needed a wee bit of belief. That we had a tough year last year, losing a lot of games, and there was a massive transition of players. Like, we lost 14 players at the start of last year, bar two men in there. I think everybody else is under 30. Like, it's a young team, and it's about, to be fair to the younger lads, they always bring a wild sense of belief with them anyway, and their winners usually younger lads until they get beat. So we hopefully, we can rail in behind them, and they're the men that are nearly leading the train, and the younger lads with the energy and stuff like that. So I suppose my job was to try to tell them how good they were and put that belief in them and show them maybe a way to do it. And again, I can't do anything when I cross the white line. They did it, but they followed what we thought was going to beat me today, and we thought we got it pretty spot on.
The huge, I suppose, general consensus was that Meath were many people's tips to...
I heard it a few times during the week.
Yeah, right? I'm sure he did. But that, I won't call it siege, but definitely, I know there's probably a Pat Sablan article as well that you probably used as motivation for your side today.
Yeah, listen, we beat Longford last week, and we were watching the Sunday game, and Paul Flynn and Eddie McGinley were on it, and I think there was an 72% poll for Meath to win Leinster, and we love that. Why wouldn't you love that as an underdog going into a game? I think the bookies had us at one day, Meath at one day on. And I'm not saying it doesn't give you pressure, because as a county footballer, there's pressure in every game you play, and you should put pressure on yourself to play well. And pressure is a privilege. We're in a very privileged position to be out here today. And there was different comments made during the week, and we referenced them. And we just figured out if we are able to do the job that we can do at the highest possible level we can do. And you could see lads that towards the end cramping and falling down because of the effort they'd given throughout the game. And I just thought we just defended with our lives, and we attacked, and we were clinical as anything up the other end of the field. So yeah, I'm not saying it was a perfect performance. We were cruising there with 10 minutes to go, and we shouldn't have let them back into it, and that's disappointing, because I'd like a few more years in my life instead of having early heart attacks or anything like that. So no, I'm unbelievably proud man today. Westmeath people coming up to you after the game and them crying, they don't have a huge amount of days like this. I think they've beaten Meath once in their history at championship level, and it's nice to be part of the second one.
Semi-final is going to be a huge occasion to look forward to, and you'll be wanting to get more days like this.
Of course, and I'm not saying they deserve more days like this, because you don't get everything you deserve in life, and you have to go and take it. They went and take that today, so they put themselves in a position to be in a Leinster semi-final against either Leash or Kildare, and we're in with a shout. If you're not in it, you can't win it. And if we won that, why can't we not win Leinster? If 72% of people think they're going to win it, we're after beating them. So I'm not saying it works that easy now, but championship is where it's at. We know that. I think I heard your football pod on the boys during the week on about it. That's where you want to be as players and managers. I'm still making a transition, I suppose, into management. My first year, I'm still learning all the time. I'm not going to get everything right, like everybody. I'll make mistakes, but they do seem to be buying into what we're trying to do as a management team, and that's all I can ask for. And as they're a great bunch of lads, and they're walking here beside you now, and they're struggling, hey. But they're a great bunch of lads, and I wouldn't be travelling up and down 3 or 4 times a week if I didn't believe in what I was doing here. So I'm super proud of them.
Congratulations, special day. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jonathan. Good man.